The play Black Nativity by Langston Hughes opened in New York in 1961 and was adapted for film in 2013. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, New Freedom Theater in Philadelphia is staging another version of this Christmas story set in Darfur.
Black Nativity begins its story with an African woman named Darfur Mary in a refugee camp.
She's pregnant and her husband has just been taken away from her and she loses her faith.
New Freedom Theater's artistic director, Rajendra Ramun Maharaj, says the spirit of the mothers he met while working in Africa moved him to set his production of Black Nativity in modern-day Darfur.
Many of them were scarred. Some of them had been really brutalized, but they were so hopeful, and they believed that their children could become Nelson Mandela.
In the play, Darfur Mary is visited by ancestors who take her on a spiritual journey back to biblical times. Music plays a critical role, as it does in life.
The women use their voices, their thighs, to create the music, so we're doing that as well. The cast makes all the sounds.
As the story unfolds, love and faith combat the darkness.
I really wanted to honor these women who were in the camps, who, despite it all, created music every day for their little girls and little boys. And Darfur continues. It is the worst human rights disaster. And yet, despite that, at the end, you leave hopeful because this woman believes, like Mary did in biblical times, that her son, too, can be a change, a force for good.
Black Nativity tells its story with gospel songs and Christmas carols sung a cappella with African drumming and dance.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.